الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، يقول الشيخ بن عثيمين رحمه الله في شرح العقيدة الواسطية للشيخ الإسلام بن تيمية ويستدل we are still in the chapter of في قرب الله تعالى وإجابته، وأن ذلك لا ينافي علوه وفوقيته. وعليكم السلام. Chapter on Allah's nearness and His responding to this application, and that does not negate and that does not negate Allah's highness, transcendence, and His state of being above. The Shaykh said, and we ويستدلوا هؤلاء ويستدلوا هؤلاء بقول تعالى. Now they take as an evidence the following. Who are these? It is those who say that the nearness of Allah is specific, which necessitates Allah responding to the dua and keeping the slave firm, and it is not divided into more than one category. Because we have another group of them who say that it means two things. It means that Allah Azza wa Jal is generally, general encompassment and specific encompassment or nearness. General nearness is that Allah is near all of the creation. Specific one is that Allah is near, as in He gives firmness and He gives strength and He supports and He answers the dua of the one who supplicates. The evidence they use for their view is وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانَ. And if my slaves ask you concerning me, then verily I am near, I respond to the supplication of the one who supplicates when he supplicates to me. وَيَقُولُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the closest state the slave is to his Lord is during sujood, prostration. وأنه لا يمكن أن يكون الله تعالى قريبا من الفجرة الكفرة. And that Allah تبارك وتعالى could not possibly be close and near to the defiantly disobedient disbelievers. So the position is, what is intended, that Allah Azza wa Jal is near only those who deserve nearness of Allah. Why? Because Allah said that if my slaves who call on me ask you about me, basically, then I am near. Not everyone else. So they say that it's specific for the righteous believers. And the believers actually. وَهَذَا اخْتِيَارُ شَيْخِ الْإِسْلَامِ بْنِ تَيْمِيَةَ وَتِلْمِيذِهِ Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahumullah ta'ala. This is the choice or the position taken or favored by Shaykh al-Islam and his student Ibn al-Qayyim. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyya rahimahumullah ta'ala. May Allah have mercy on both of them. ولكن أورد على هذا القول ولكن أورد على هذا القول قوله تعالى خلقنا الإنسان ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. فالمراد بالإنسان كل إنسان، ولهذا قال في آخر الآية لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد، إلى أن قال ألقيها في جهنم كل كفار عنيد فهو شامل. The Shaykh bin Uthaymeen has a comment, however, even though the position of Shaykh Rizam Taymiyyah is that the nearness is specific to the believers, okay, Shaykh bin Uthaymeen said, but I like to inject an ayah, an evidence, which is the statement of Allah, verily, and we have verily created human, the humankind, the human being, and we know what his soul whispers to him, and we are closer to him than his jugular vein. Okay? Then the Shaykh said, and then what is intended by al-insan, human being, is everyone. And Allah says, we are closer to him than his jugular vein. Then He continued in the same surah, Surah Qaf, Allah said, speaking to that man, you verily you had been heedless, you have been absent-minded concerning that death. So now we have removed the veil and your sight today is 100% sound, hadid, from hiddah, from firmness, accuracy. Now your vision is 100%. Until Allah said, throw in Jahannam every stubborn disbeliever. So the Shaykh said, this is general. The ayat, general. Speaking about the insan, and describing even the kuffar as the insan, yet Allah began by saying, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Now the important part which the Shaykh didn't mention is that according to many of the ulama of tafsir, the nearness here is not that of Allah, it is that of the angels. You know why? Who knows the next ayah? Who has the next ayah memorized? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ. Then Allah described the two angels who receive everything He says, one on the right and one on the left sitting. So the ulama say, look at the context. When Allah spoke of the nearness, He said, إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ, speaking about the two angels that record the deeds. مَا يَنْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. So many of the ulama say the context here is Allah referring to the malaika that are closer to Him than His jugular vein and are recording His deeds. And it is not that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen seems to be of the other position. I'm just letting you know that some of the ulama interpreted otherwise, and they don't accept this as an evidence which supports the thing the Shaykh is trying to prove, which is that the nearness of Allah is general. It encompasses the believers and the disbelievers. So that's the first evidence he quoted, and we say it's refutable, actually, according to the tafsir. وَأُورِدُ عَلَيْهِ أَيْضًا قَوْلُهُ فَلَوْلَا إِذْ بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومُ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبُصِرُونَ. Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Barely after the... what is it? Yeah. And so if when the soul reaches the hulqum, the throat, وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ, and you then are looking, you're looking over that person, you're looking at him, and we are closer to him, however you're unable to see. ثُمَّ قَسَّمَ هَوَلَاءِ الَّذِينَ بَلَغَتْ أَرْوَامِ الْحُلْقُومِ إِلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَقْسَمًا مِنُمُ الْكَافِرِ. Then Allah described those whose souls have been divided, then Allah described those people whose soul has reached the throat into three categories, and in one of them was what? The kafir, right? فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِّينَ فَنُزُلٌ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ until the end. So even Allah described that this the person at the state of his soul reaching his throat, He mentioned the kuffar among them. So they're saying that this is an evidence. Now, the Shaykh ironically said it has been answered. وَأُجِيبَ عَنْ ذَلِكَ بِنَا قَوْلُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ يعني بِمَلَائِكَتِنَا, which is what I told you earlier. The answer for the first ayah is that what is it's referring to the angels, the malaika. واستدل لذلك بقوله إذ يتلقى المتلقيان فإن إذ ظرف متعلق بأقرب. And the evidence they use is the two angels. إذ now is a preposition which is possessive. It's a possessive preposition in reference to أقرب, closer, meaning it is further describing closer. It is further describing the closeness. That is so. أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ, meaning إِذْ is describing أَقْرَب, and who are the ones who are here after إِذْ? الْمَلَائِكَ. So the two angels are the ones that are dealing with أَقْرَب. This is the position they hold. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ حِينَ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى أَنَّ الْمُرَادِ بِقُرْبِهِ تَعَالَى قُرْبِ مَلَائِكَتِهِ. So then the evidence here indicates that what is intended by the nearness is that of the angels and not Allah, because of the context and the choice of words. إِذْ here is further explaining أَقْرَب. And أَقْرَب is where we got the idea of the nearness of Allah. But if إِذْ, then what comes after speaking of the angels, that we have to understand it in that same light. We cannot unattach them or disattach them. We have to refer back to the English language, see which one is correct. Anywho, وَكَذَلِكَ قَوْلِهِ فِي الْمُحْتَضِرِ ونحن أقرب إليه المراد قرب الملائكة. In the same context or in the same understanding, in the same light in سورة الواقعة, ونحن أقرب إليه, and we are closer to him. Again, it was the angels. Why? Because Allah said, ولكن لا تبصرون. We are closer to him than you, but you do not see. وهذا يدل أن هذا القريب موجود عندنا. This refers that which is near is present amongst us, huh? But we cannot see it. Now, is Allah present amongst us that we cannot see? No. So when Allah says, ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون, they're closer to you, they're closer to the dead person than you, but you don't see them. Who are the ones who are usually close at the time of death and you don't see them? The Malaika. وهذا يمتنع غاية الامتناع أن يكون المراد به الله عز وجل أن الله سمى. So it's impossible that the ayah means Allah, because then it means that Allah is there and Allah عز وجل is in the state of above highness and transcendence. جميل. وما ذهب إليه شيخ الإسلام فهو عندي أقرب ولكن ليس في القرب ذاك. And whatever the Shaykh Islam had chosen, it seems to be the stronger opinion. Seems to be the stronger opinion that it is only nearness specific to the believer that this believer doesn't have this advantage. He does not have this advantage. طيب قوله كما جمع بين ذلك في قوله وإذا سألك عبادي عني فأني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعا, وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الذي عفوا تدعونه أقرب إلى أحدكم من عنق راحلته. The same way Allah brought a relation between both by saying, and if my slaves ask you concerning me, then verily I am near, I will reply, I answer the supplication of the one who supplicates upon supplicating. And the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, verily the one whom you are calling to is closer to one of you than the neck of his camel. Than the neck of his camel or his camel's neck. قوله كما جمع بين ذلك المشار إليه القرب الإجابة. That what is intended here, that Allah responds to this particular person, and that nearness is specific to the believers. قول المؤلف رحمه الله وما ذكر في الكتاب والسنة شكرا حبيبي من قربه ومعيته لا ينافي ما ذكره من علوه وفوقيته, فإنه سبحانه ليس كمثله شيء في جميع نعوته, وهو علي في دنوه قريب في علوه. The Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah went on to say, and what has been mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah of Allah's nearness and his state of being with does not negate the mention of Allah's transcendence and him being above, because there is nothing like him, exalted is he from any imperfection in all of his attributes, and he is high while being near, near while being high. He's high while being near, near while being high. How? Don't ask how. That's Allah. If the human being can do it, exactly what we want to prove. Yes, we can't do it. Allah can do it. And then we can say, even among the creation, people can do it. I mean, if somebody says people cannot do it, then we say that solves the problem. But even we can prove that if the people are able to do it, then how come Allah cannot do it according to you? And we said that you can say the moon is near. Sometimes you feel like you can grab the moon and put it in your pocket. I'm not joking. There are times where the moon is like right there. And you feel if you grab it, or, you know, grab the rock and you throw it, you'll, you know, break a piece of it. But the moon is way out there. You can say the moon is near. Look how near the moon is today. It's with us. And does anyone think that you got the moon in your pocket? Even if someone heard you on the phone, do they think that you mean you're sitting on the moon? How they look outside the window, see if you're hanging or dangling from the moon? Come on now. Linguistically and logically, we use these words. We say the moon is with us, the moon is near, even though the moon is, Allah knows how many million, you know, light years away or whatever. So then what's the problem? If among the creation we use these words, then why are you making it a big deal when it comes to the creator with the creation? And if you don't believe that this is valid linguistically, fine. What the people cannot do, Allah does. What doesn't apply to people, what applies to people doesn't apply to Allah. because Allah created these laws, and you can Allah's laws do not apply. You cannot impose them on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajib. إذن نعوته means صفاته يعني his attributes. هو علي مع أنه داني قريب مع أنه عالم ولا تناقض في ذلك وقد سبق بيان أو بيان ذلك قريبا في الكلام على المعية. So there is no contradiction between them. We have already explained how Allah can be high while being near and can be near while being high. Alhamdulillah, that should be a done deal. فصل في الإيمان بأن القرآن كلام الله حقيقة. The chapter on believing that the Quran is the speech of Allah in truth. Really, it's the speech of Allah. قوله فصل ومن الإيمان بالله وكتبه الإيمان بأن القرآن كلام الله منزل غير مخلوق منه بدأ و you don't remember, huh? وإليه يعود. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. To believe, part of belief in Allah and His books is believing that the Quran is the speech of Allah. منزل, what does that mean? Down? Sent down. Sent down. It's the past participle, right? Send, send, or send. I have sent the email last year. غير مخلوق, غير مخلوق. أيوة. من المتكلم؟ تفضل يا فضيلة الشيخ. غير مخلوق. Ah, wait.
Nobody created.
Okay, yeah. لي. Huh?
Makhluk means creation.
Created?
Yeah. Lay means not also.
Good. Not created. It is sent down by Allah, from Allah. غير مخلوق, not created, uncreated, if you wish to use the prefix un. منه بدأ. Huh? أيوة يا لينغوست يا شيخ. أيوة. منه بدأ, meaning from Allah it began, it came from Allah through Jibreel, obviously through then to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإليه يعود. نعم. وإليه يعود.
وإليه God.
Not إله. إليه. It's actually a combination of the preposition ila and the pronoun ha.
Ila is upon.
Ila is?
Upon.
Zahab to ila al madrasa.
To. In ila, yeah. In from and ila to.
Aywa. The ha. Like you say, kitabuhu, baytuhu.
To his.
Jamil. So then to him.
To him,
right? Ya'ud.
Belongs to him.
Ya'ud
returns to him.
Jameel. I'm taking my time because you probably will memorize it better, inshallah, if we go into such, you know, intricate, you know, whatever definition. So then the Quran, kalamullah, kalam, ma'lum kalam, kullu nafar ma'lum kalam. Ta kalam kathir kalam ma fiha. Of course, you learn this once you live over here. Even though when I first came to the country, I remember I would get in the taxi, and I was working in a school, I would tell the taxi, and I speak, you know, Lebanese Arabic, right? So I'm clueless about Saudi Arabic, let alone this broken Arabic. So I would tell the guy, you know, Darul Ma'rifah school, you know, House of Knowledge. And he says, Tariq.
Tariq.
You're the taxi man. He wants me to give him the way. I said, I'm the taxi, you're the taxi. This is your job to know the way. You want me to know the way? I'm a visitor here. You're supposed to show me the way. Because in every other country in the world, the taxi knows the way. You don't. You tell him, I want to go to this mall or whatever this place. He should know. That's his job. He's driving around all day. So every day I would have a big fitna, a big war. Every day with the taxi. And out of every 10, one will know the way, you know, proximity, around, I say, Ha'il Street, they will take me to another Ha'il. I suffered, wallah. The bottom line is, I learned the language from the taxi, from the limousines. And one time, Zanafar said, أنت نفر مية مية سوي دعاء. I can never forget this statement. Of course, I don't know why I said that, but I can never remember this. نفر مية مية سوي دعاء. What نفر مية مية سوي دعاء. And you think it ends there? I bought a mattress yesterday. Guess what it's called? Mattress Mia Mia. Wallahi. I said, like, he was telling me this is a medical mattress and this is the state of the art, best in this market, and I didn't read the name. I said, look, man, Mia Mia, you're gonna tell me there's a company, yani a real world, you know, class company is gonna create, is gonna make a mattress called Mattress Mia Mia, and it's written MEYA. I said, brother, you probably made this down the street, man, put medical on it, tell me Mia Mia. Anyways, I bought it. Because it's cheaper than the one, the other ones are expensive. But the bottom line is, it's a Mia Mia, alhamdulillah. And I put it on the back of my car and took it home. I even saved the 25 riyals of the dabbab. Anyways, the bottom line is, I don't know how I got here as usual. Kalam. Kalam Allah, everybody knows Kalam. Speech, talking. It's the speech of Allah. Munazzal. Munazzal. Remember the shadda on the za. Send down. Ghayru makhluk. Uncreated, not created. Minhu bada'a, from Allah it began. Wa ilayhi ya'ud. Alaykum salam. Sheikh, if we had a restaurant, we would not be getting as many dates. Jazakallah khair. Shukran, habibi. Ba'den, inshallah. Tayyib. Al-sharh. Now the explanation. Qawluhu al-iman bi-anna al-Qur'an kalamullah. The belief that the Quran is the speech of Allah. وجه كون الإيمان بالقرآن على هذا الوجه من الإيمان بالله أن القرآن من كلام الله وكلام الله صفة من صفاته. So how is it then that we're saying that part of belief in Allah is belief that the Quran is the speech of Allah? What is the relation between them? The relation is that the Quran is the speech of Allah, and the speech of Allah is an attribute from the attributes of Allah. So now believing that the Quran is speech of Allah becomes part of believing in Allah because it's an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَيْضًا secondly, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَصَفَ الْقُرْآنَ بِأَنَّهُ كَلَامُهُ. Allah explicitly described the Quran as being His speech in the Quran. Does anyone know the ayah? Don't read it from the book and tell me. Does anyone know the ayah in the Quran which is an explicit, undisputable evidence that the Quran is the speech of Allah? Surah At-Tawbah. طيب. وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. If one of the mushrikeen, polytheists, seeks your protection, then protect him so that he may hear, yasma kalam Allah, so that he may hear the speech of Allah. And what is he going to hear? The Quran, the reminder of the Quran. So this is an explicit ayah that no one can misinterpret unless they really want to deviate from the path. This is a dalil, of course. This is Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 6. قول المؤلف رحمه الله. This is why it's the كلام الله. Now we know the evidence. Please, please, please memorize the evidences. Huh? If we don't memorize, we're not going to benefit. If you come on Saturday and the next Saturday, the things you memorized in the previous Saturday are forgotten, then you learn something new. By the time we finish the book, we will be back at step one. Everything has been gone. We may have a general understanding, which is good, but we will not be able to convey it to others, which is not good. And we don't want this to be, you know, it's good to benefit ourselves, alhamdulillah, but we also have to care about other Muslims. So we need to learn this knowledge and put it into practice and try to memorize it so we may teach it in the future to others, at least our children. You cannot tell them, well, just like that. Why is this piece of the book of Allah? I don't know, my son, but you must believe that. Tayyib, Habibi, that doesn't work. If a Sufi or some other deviant comes and gives him an evidence for his deviance, and you don't have an evidence for the truth, your son may leave you and go with him. Say, at least he has an evidence. You don't have an evidence. So we must know the evidence. Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 6 is the evidence that the Quran is Kalam Allah. At least memorize Hatta Yasma'a Kalam Allah. If you can't remember the whole ayah, so that he may hear the speech of Allah. You can begin with English and end it with Arabic. Ma fi mushkila. The second thing, Munazzal, ay min indillahi ta'ala, it's sent down from Allah. Now anyone here, at least each one of you should give me one dalil from the Quran that the Quran is sent down. I will not accept anything less than that. Fadal ya Shaykh. Hello sir. Give me one dalil from the Quran. We have maybe 500 of them that the Quran is sent down. If you have an ayah, keep it for your turn. One ayah. The thing, the end of the Quran, it's all over the place. We'll give you some time. Next.
Quran was sent
in Arabic. Jazakallahu khairan. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Ahsan. Verily, we have sent it down in the night of Qadr. Jazakallahu khair. Next. You took yours, huh? Yalla, Mudir, yalla. What the other one was?
It's written down in Arabic.
أريد الآية باللغة العربية ثم تترجم بسرعة. ما في الذي بعده. تفضل. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. تفضل. أخطأت في الآية وتقرأها كمان بالكتاب. والله يعني عنده الكتاب ويقرأها خطأ. بعدين يا شيخ عبد المجيد. لا بس طيب أعطيني آية من الأول ما تقرأها يا شيخ. معلش. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكرى وإنا له لحافظون. Really, it is we who send down the reminder, the Quran, and it is he who will be protecting it. ما بيصير يا عبد إبراهيم. يا جماعة الخير, آيات كثيرة كثيرة والله. Next. يلا يا شيخ. ها اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. مرة بعيدة هذه. You're on the other side of town. تفضل. يا سلام عليك والله. So two by two by two are basically the same two ayat we went on. How about the one in Surah which I'm sure most of you should know. إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما أو كفورا واذكر اسم ربك بكرة واصيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا. هذه the other surah now. How many times did Allah mention the تنزيل ونزلنا عليك الذكر لتبين للناس ما أنزل إليهم ونزلناه تنزيلا in سورة الإسراء and سورة الفرقان. صح ولا لا؟ It's all over the place. If you read the Quran, you will pay attention to them. ما في مشكلة. ما في مشكلة. But the one you should memorize, the one that is easy, إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, at least that's your دليل. That's your دليل. ماشي؟ If you can get more, بارك الله فيك. قوله غير مخلوق, uncreated, أي ليس من مخلوقات الله التي خلقها. يعني it is not of the creation of Allah which He created. The speech of Allah, the Quran is not created by Allah. You know what Imam Ahmad rahimahullah had to go through because of that. The Ma'moom during that time, he insisted that the Quran was created, and he forced all the scholars to claim and to say that the Quran was created. Anyone who didn't was tortured. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah stood up for the truth, and he remained patient for the sake of Allah, and he did not say that. Even though, you know, his life was endangered, and he was lashed and tortured, and he remained patient, and that's why the scholars say Allah protected the deen twice. Once during the time of Abu Bakr, when the Muslims apostated, many of the Arabs apostated, and Abu Bakr fought against them. And second, when Imam Ahmad rahimahullah stood up for the truth and did not approve of the concept that the Quran was created. And so until today we believe the correct thing. Because he was the Imam of the time. Mind you, he came after Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, after Imam Shafi'i, and after Imam Malik. He was contemporary with some of them, but he came still, he was the latest among them. And his position was a very prestigious one among the ulama. He's a sheikh, big sheikh. So if he were to say something that is against the truth, the general masses would follow. Like right now, if just hypothetically speaking, please don't misquote me, if the Grand Mufti of the Mamlaka was to say riba is halal, the people would be in the street right now dealing with riba. Some people are waiting, you know, no fear of Allah, nothing. Any fatwa from a scholar that opens the door for them, ala tul, there will be no delay. So the higher the person, and they say, and if you were to say, the Mufti, you the Mufti, who are you against the Mufti? Where did you graduate from? What are your credentials? This is the Mufti of the Mamlaka. You know better than the Mufti. ما تخلص. You will not never finish. And this is the same, you know, way of the people of desires. Anytime you say something that they don't like, then suddenly it's, who are you anyways? Who allowed you to speak? Who allowed you to ask me? Somebody has left me a comment again on the lovely comments I get on the Sufi lecture. Somebody left the comment, he said, you have all these lectures about Islam. May I ask, what are your credentials? And I replied, no, you may not ask. Isn't that beautiful? I'm such a bad guy sometimes. He said, he added, may I ask? I said, no, you may not ask. And that's it. Post a comment, end of story. You don't have the right to ask.
Why do you need to reply to Muslim?
Huh?
Why do you need to reply to Muslim?
Well, because see, they leave a comment on the lecture. So those who come and watch the lecture, they get to read the comments of the people. So you know, you have to put them in their place. These are the people of innovations. I try to be as nice as possible. I don't use the foul language that they use. But when they open the door for me, I slam them. Like right now, I was showing the brother in the masjid. There's a guy who came to from the 12 parts of the Sufi lecture. He left comment on 6 of them. Okay, here's what it says: Wahhabi, kalama. Bid'ah, 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 four lines, big bold letters of bid'ah, bid'ah, bid'ah. This is the comment he left. So of course, I replied, I said, what a waste of time and letters. And this is another classical example of the feeble-minded Sufis. If anyone who watched my lecture had any doubt about what I said, this mister that left this comment proves my point to be correct. If you want to see how crazy these Sufis are, look, for someone to go to 6 different, you know, parts of the lecture and leave this huge comment of bid'ah with big capital letters, you know, nothing that makes sense in the sentence, is an indication that these Sufis have nothing to say. The only problem he has that we say bid'ah, bid'ah too much, so Wahhabi, Wahhabi kalama, not even kalima, kalama, bid'ah, 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 bid'ah. That proves my point. That's what I was saying about the Sufis. Look what kind of comments they leave. So if they open the door, then you put them in their place. But we don't go down to their level, calling me a dog, a pig, and other things which they called me in the lecture and their comments. That we would never do to a Muslim. Doesn't matter how bad, still, yeah, you feel bad. Say he's misguided, he's worthless. You may say many different things, but say he's a pig, filthy pig, which is what they said about me, is tough. You don't say this to a Muslim. I don't care how deviant he is. Even a kafir. Still, there's etiquette and usage of words. على كل حال ما في مشكلة مدير. غير مخلوق, it is uncreated. طيب, who knows the dalil without reading from the book? Does anyone can anyone think of a dalil in the Quran that the Quran is not created? Yes? No? طيب. والدليل على ذلك, and the evidence for that, قوله تعالى ألا له الخلق والأمر. Nay, but to Allah belongs الخلق, the creation, and الأمر, the command. To Allah belongs the creation, and the command. Now, Al-Qur'an min al-amr. The Qur'an is part of the command of Allah. Isn't it? Isn't it in the Qur'an, Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, taqu Allah haqqa tuqatih. Isn't it that Allah commands us in the Qur'an? Part of the amr, the command of Allah, is the Qur'an. And Allah said in the ayah, to Allah belongs the creation and the command. They're not the same. Okay? They're not the same. That's why there was a wow and making a distinction between the two. If they were the same, then you wouldn't make it, you wouldn't use and. But because they're different, Ahmed and Rabi' came. If we had more than one Ahmed, we would say Ahmed, for example, if we were to make it plural, came. Right? The teacher and the student came. If it was many teachers, we don't say and, we say the teachers came. So when you use and, you're trying to mention, it's a conjunction explaining or denoting that there's two separate things here. To Allah belongs the creation, that's everything Allah created, the command. The Quran, is it part of Allah's creation or the command? The command, it's not part of the creation, they're two separate things. Jameel. لِقَوْلِ تَعَالَى وَكَذَلِكَ وَحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. Why is it part of the Amr of Allah? Because Allah said in Surah Al-Shura, verse 50, ayah 52, and such we have revealed unto you رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا, from our command. وَلِأَنَّ الْكَلَامِ صِفَةً مُتَكَلِّمٍ. Furthermore, the speech is the attribute of the speaker. The speech is an attribute of the speaker. والمخلوق مفعول للخالق والمخلوق مفعول للخالق بائن منه. And the creation is separate from Allah تبارك وتعالى كالمصنوع بائن من الصانع. The same way the manufacturer is separated from the product, they're not the same. إذن the evidence is Surah Al-A'raf Ayah 54, ألا له الخلق والأمر. So far we have كلام الله, Tawbah, Surah Al-Tawbah, ayah number 6. حتى يسمع كلام الله منزل, sent down. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. صح؟ غير مخلوق ألا له الخلق والأمر. Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 54. منه بدأ, يعني ابتدأ تنزيله من الله, لا من جبريل ولا غيره. That it began, it was initiated from Allah, not from Jibreel or anyone else. فَجِبْرِيلْ نَازِلٌ بِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Jibreel actually came down with the Qur'an from Allah. He brought it down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْدِرِينَ. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ. لا مفروض سورة الشعراء, معلش, let me, because the book of Allah, you cannot quote it according to what you think, you have to quote it according to what it is. And سورة الشعراء is right here. Zumar, is it before Zumar? أيوه, before Zumar. Safat, Zumar, no, it's not before Zumar. Where is the Fussilat? Surah, لا, I missed it. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. No one will look with me? It's before Safat. No, it's not. Oh, yeah, it's near Furqan, I'm sorry. Taha, Hajj, Mu'minun, Nur, Furqan, Shu'ara, right here. I'm sorry, it's my bad. Check it out. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ أَيُّ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ. أيوه, I told you, نَزَلَ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. I had it right, alhamdulillah. So you may be among the warners. I had a feeling, but I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to be on the safe side. Anyways, so then the ayah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Verily it is sent down, it is that which was sent down by the master of all that which is created. It was sent, نَزَلَ بِهِ, the one who brought it down, who came down with it, الروح الأمين, جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام, upon the heart of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, so he may be among the warners. وَقَالَ قَدْ قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Say, it was sent down by the Ruh al-Qudus, Jibreel, from your Lord. وقال تعالى تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم, descending down of the book from Allah the Almighty the All Wise. All of them, they mentioned that it came from Allah first to Jibreel, from Jibreel to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And lastly, we will conclude with that, وَإِلَيْهِ يَعُودِ وَقَوْلُهُ إِلَيْهِ يَعُودِ to Allah it will return, to Him it will return. سبق الكلام عن معناها والدليل عليها في شرح الآيات عند البحث عن كلام الله. We already discussed this, by the way, earlier in the book. Remember, we mentioned that the Quran will be taken away from the people towards the end of time when they no longer act upon it, and this is what is intended, that it will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with this we conclude inshallah. Next week بإذن الله عز وجل, we will deal with the fact that Allah spoke. The Quran is the speech of Allah, meaning Allah said it. It's a speech of Allah, as in Allah said everything that is in the Quran to Jibreel, Jibreel to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will deal with the details when the time comes. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.